Activity 14. Predict the correct way to complete these sentences about part 2. Now listen to part 2 and check your answers. Part 2.
What is the best way to communicate with people who are deaf and hard of hearing? There are 4 rules to remember. Number 1. Be visible. Get the person's attention before you speak. Stay at a comfortable distance, not too close, and don't turn away when you're speaking. Make sure the light is on your face. This makes it easier to lip read. Number 2. Be clear. Speak clearly. Perhaps a little louder than usual, but don't shout. Speak with the ordinary rhythm and flow of speech. Make sure that the listener understands the subject at the beginning of the conversation. And don't change the subject without warning. Number 3. Be concise. Don't use unnecessary words, even if you are trying to be polite. It's easier for a deaf person to understand, "What's your name?" than, "Excuse me, could you possibly tell me your name?" Number 4. Be patient. Be prepared to repeat things if necessary. If you can't get your message across the first time, rearrange the sentence and present it in a different way. Try to put the key words at the beginning of the sentence. And never say, "Oh, it doesn't matter. It's not important." It is important. Unlike some of your other friends, deaf people really do want to know what you're saying.